All right, here we go. He bets is on one. All bets is on two. Here we go.
We're back here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk as we continue our position preview series. And today we're going to take a look at special teams. Well, the Giants did have some issues last year in terms of the return game and in terms of coverage on both kicks and punts. They made a number of moves in the offseason to address those problems. One place where there aren't going to be any changes is in the kicking and holding duties. Zach Diassi is back as the holder and long snapper. He's had great success here for a long time as special teams captain. Steve Weatherford has been a consistent punter and a good teammate. He'll keep that job. And Josh Brown, though he will face some competition in training camp, was very successful and consistent as a kicker last year. The Giants are very happy with him. But where they really want to have some improvement is in the return game. And boy, the Giants have simply loaded up. Let's start with Quinton Demp, someone that was brought in not only as a safety, but as a special teamer this offseason as a free agent coming over from the Eagles, is one of the best kickoff returners in football. Special teams coordinator Tom Quinn is pumped to have him on the roster.
Demp's, we're really excited to have him. I mean, he's been consistent in this league and explosive and, you know, he's, you know, a legitimate number one kickoff returner for us. He runs with good size, and he has real good understanding of the schemes. And he's been great with all teams, you know, real leader coming in right from the start, and he'll be able to contribute on every team.
But Quinton Demp will not be handed the job. There's plenty of competition, primarily from Trindon Holliday. Now, he was brought over from the Denver Broncos last year, where he was a dynamic returner. One problem, though, he had some issues fumbling the football. The Giants will try to work on those ball control issues, and if they can fix them, he could be a dynamic return guy. Then you have first-round draft pick Odell Beckham Jr. He did punts and kicks in college. He'll be in the mix in the competition there. And finally, don't forget about David Wilson. He has to get cleared from that neck injury at the end of July in order to come back and play and have contact in training camp. But if he does, Giant fans know how explosive he can be. Now, of course, kicks weren't the only issue. You want to get better on punt returns as well. And the Giants did a lot of work in the offseason to address that. Their number one move, bringing in Trindon Holliday.
The speed's an asset, that's for sure. he's a strong guy for his size. Ball security obviously will be his biggest focus once we start putting pads on and start knocking around a little bit.
Trindon Holliday checks in at under 5'6", but as Tom Quinn said, very strong and very proficient in this league as an explosive return man in both kicks and punts. But in terms of punts specifically, he will not be handed the job. Reuben Randall was last year's incumbent starter. Now, he wasn't the most explosive guy. He didn't make a ton of big plays, but he caught the football. He protected the football, and that's the type of stuff that's very important to Tom Coughlin. Now, other guys that we've seen field punts during spring practice, Victor Cruz has done it, though you got to imagine, considering his job as a wide receiver, that's probably just a situation where, just in case, he knows how to do it. Now, David Wilson has even done a couple of punts here, so maybe if he gets back and is healthy, he might be in the mix. And then, of course, you have first-round draft pick Odell Beckham Jr., who was very explosive in that role when he did it at LSU, another guy that could be in that mix. The Giants have also brought in a number of excellent covermen this offseason, including cornerback Zach Bowman.
He does have the experience, number one, and that's something that you can't replace, and he has speed. So you combine those two, and he has good size for a corner, so he can go ahead and challenge the two guys who are trying to block him. That's one of the toughest things to do with special teams, is to defeat two guys and get yourself down the field and make the tackle. So he's done it before in this league at a high level, and we're excited to see him continue to progress.
But that's not the only guy that Tom Quinn will have to choose from when it comes to special teams. Charles James is back from last year. He was an excellent gunner, despite his small size, a ton of speed, very aggressive. Quinton Demp does returns. Well, guess what? He also does coverage. Then you have the Giants rookie class. You have guys like Nat Burhe, Devon Kennard, even Andre Williams can all contribute on special teams, as well as last year's rookies, guys like Cooper Taylor. So a lot of options for Tom Quinn. The Giants special teams should be much improved this year, which maybe could help the Giants win a couple more football games. For Giants.com, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.